Hey, what's Michael J. Fox up to lately?
He's shaking.
Take that, Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
You are mean.
Joe, we never commented on our openings before. I think this is the first time we commented on the opening.
Oh, sorry. Did I just destroy the...
No. I think it's
the magic?
Cool.
Like...
The magic. Like David Blaine.
Oh, let's not talk about David Blaine ever again.
He's got magic powers, Joe.
Why does he have magic powers? Because he can fly?
Because he's always stoned. If you're always stoned, you have magic powers.
Yeah, tell that to stoned people.
Tell that to someone.
Yeah. So what do you got there in your hand?
I have a new... Well, it's not new. Is it new? Like last 2 weeks ago. It came out. Sarah Silverman. That's Jesus is Magic.
That's still pretty new.
Okay.
How is that shit?
It's amazing. She's awesome. She's awesome. Liam Lynch directed it. I don't know if you know who that is, Joe.
I don't. I have no idea.
You remember Syphil and Ollie? On MTV? Mm-hmm. Two sock puppets? Yeah, he's behind that one. Him and his friend. But he's also directing the new Tenacious D movie.
There's a Tenacious D movie coming out?
Yep. It's gonna be awesome. Gonna be awesome.
I'm giving you this.
I'm gonna go, yeah. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about on the show today?
What are you talking about?
Saturday.
This show is 24th.
Yeah, June 24th.
June 24th. This show is made on Saturdays, shipped out on Saturdays.
Fresh.
You get that shit fresh. So when you call our number, 718-304-7853, we play your voicemail on that Saturday.
Yeah, I believe someone just called.
So they're going to have their voicemail played.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what else I could have said to make that.
Yeah. So do you want to play it right now?
Yeah, play the first one.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Alexa. Just wanted to say that I love you guys even more because you talked about Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It's an awesome movie, but since it was directed by Tim Burton, it's even better. And I definitely agree with you on when the part when Francis' dad says, "Fruit, please." I love that part. And if he's dead, I'm going to go to his grave, do the zombie dance, and tell him to call your show and say that. All right. Dope cheese.
That's Alexa, one of our new friends.
Really?
Yeah. She lives in Massachusetts.
Yeah, she emailed us not too long ago about, I should bring that up, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotta
be prepared.
About the X-Men movie and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And talking about our show.
Yeah, she's a fan. She knows other people that are fans.
Yeah.
So, thanks. That's what I'm saying.
Let's just...
And you keep calling, because we'll keep playing those voicemails.
She talked about, she said, I talked to her online, actually, and she said that she found us by typing in Star Wars in iTunes.
So she likes Pee-wee and Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Smart girl. Smart girl.
Okay, I can't find that.
Alright, it's not important. It's important that she's a fan.
Yeah.
But get this.
What is it?
Ed H? Mr. Buxton?
Yeah?
Yeah, he's really dead.
Yeah,
he died.
He did. He died. Dead.
Guess what?
He died in 1999.
Yeah. January 30th,
1999. Wow.
So you know that. Alexa must have done the real zombie dance.
Oh, shit.
Because guess what? He called.
He did?
Yeah, play it.
Fruit, please.
Yes, Mr. Buxton.
Love Mr. Buxton.
He cares for fruit, I think.
Yeah, he likes the fruit.
Just like you. Whoops. Called you gay. You know, by implying...
So what else is on the list
of things to do?
Yeah,
checking out this new Superman movie coming out next week.
Yeah,
are you checking that out?
I'm checking it out. You told me about the new trailer.
There's a new trailer, a third trailer, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you count the teaser as a trailer?
People usually just call it a teaser, but I call them all trailers.
Okay,
but I'm gonna call it the third one.
Okay, the third one.
Yeah, it's so, you know, I think it gives away a little too much plot. Hopefully they're not afraid that it sucks and now they have to, like, pump out a new trailer.
Yeah.
But anyway, cool part?
Yeah.
You know that part in the second trailer where he's getting shot with that, like, machine gun?
Yeah.
And he's walking into bullets? They show a close-up of a bullet in slow motion hitting him in the eye.
Uh-huh.
And the bullet, like, mushes down, like...
Wow.
Because it can't penetrate the Man of Steel.
That's awesome.
So Ben and I were talking yesterday, wouldn't it be really funny if that was the only place on his body where he could block bullets, his eye.
Yeah, like anywhere else, he'd
die.
Yeah, he'd die.
Oh my god. Imagine he signed Superman and he died. How anticlimactic would that be?
That would be pretty serious.
He'd just fly up and go, oh.
Like, and how do you, like, how did Superman test the whole blocking bullets thing?
Well, obviously his adoptive father,
yeah,
Kent's, right, yeah, had a gun and he accidentally shot himself. Because, you know, the odds of shooting yourself when you have a gun at home skyrocket.
Yeah.
Now imagine if you're Superman and you're curious about things.
Yeah. You're going to shoot yourself.
Probably tried, like, the foot first.
Yeah.
Or the penis.
Ooh.
Super penis.
I wouldn't try my super penis. Wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't shoot the super penis?
No.
Does he have a super penis?
Because it's got to, like, hurt a little bit, right?
I don't know.
Here, anywhere. Like, I mean, that eye bullet thing probably hurt just a little bit.
Well, when they were filming it, it probably did.
Yeah.
When they shot him.
Something I had to tell you. Oh, last night,
mm-hmm,
you lent me the DVDs a while ago of Lost, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I told you yesterday I was on the third disc.
Yeah.
I finished the third disc in a day.
Wow, see? It's catching up.
Yeah.
You're liking it.
I'm liking it. I'm liking
it. It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's good. The third disc was kind of very predictable. Each episode.
Some parts are predictable.
Very, it's like, great. Right, oh, yeah, that's gonna
some happen. Of it is.
Saeed's story?
Awesome.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. I liked it a lot.
I like
so
Saeed.
Far, favorite character? Hurley.
Yeah, Hurley's pretty cool. Yeah. This, believe it or not, not a joke, there is a big, like, Hurley fan base.
Really?
On the net, yeah, if you check
nice.
It out.
I'm
a Locke guy myself.
Yeah, Locke's cool. I think it was the second to last episode on the third disc is when they find the hatch.
Mm.
Or what I think is the hatch. They find this metal thing in the ground, so I'm thinking it's the hatch. But,
that's right, because you haven't seen the second season.
Yeah.
There's a lost widget that I don't think I'm going to get it.
Really?
Yeah, but
the Mac?
You can't get it yet.
Why?
Because it has to do with the second season.
Oh. Well, no, I've heard of, like, where you have to... I heard about the hatch where you have to type in those numbers.
Okay, that's what you have to do.
Really? And what happens if you don't do it?
You gotta watch the second season.
Oh.
You know what? You don't, because nobody knows still.
Yeah.
Even if you watch the second season, they try to answer it, but...
Did they answer the polar bear thing yet? What the hell?
They're gonna answer that. I have a theory, but I'm not gonna tell you.
Why?
Because I'm like, I already ruined X-Men for everyone.
Oh. I think maybe it's like Noah's Ark.
Mm, could
the
be.
Island. Maybe.
Mm. Mm, fruit, please.
No, I just made that up.
Fruit, please.
So,
do you like Jin?
Jin?
And Sun, the Korean people?
But yeah, I thought
pretty
that
cool.
story was cool.
Pretty cool story.
My sister's telling me that Sawyer is cool. I'm like, that guy's a total douche.
He's a dick.
Like, and she says, no, he gets better. Like,
they try.
How can he?
They try to make him like Han Solo. Like,
no, he's not.
He's a loner, but he's not. He's really going to come through in the end.
What a douche. I don't call him Sawyer. I call him douche.
Hey, douche. We should just go back into every episode and add douche instead of Sawyer.
Yeah, I don't like him that much.
Did you watch any of the bonus features?
No, yeah.
I watched commentary.
Yeah, I want to get through all of them and then maybe go back and watch the bonus stuff.
I watched commentary on the first episode. And you know the character Boone?
Yeah.
For some reason, they were going to name him Five.
Five?
Yeah, they thought it was like a cool, hip, like, he's the fifth one in his family nickname.
Okay.
And they realized it was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they did, you know, in a word processor, you can find and replace. They did find and replace Five and put Boone.
Uh-huh.
So even in other parts where people say Five,
yeah,
like in the first episode where he's telling the story how he counts to five,
uh-huh,
and then he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, Boone.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That guy who plays Boone, he's, pretty famous.
Yeah, pretty famous.
Did you ever see Rules of Attraction?
No.
I believe he's in
that. Sounds pretty gay, Ben.
Rules of Attraction?
Yeah.
Great movie. Great book. You should definitely
read it. They make books?
Yes.
Into movies?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of this.
Anyway. So, I promised a fan of my Pirate Bunnies I'd mention her. Her name is Christina. She's cool.
Yeah.
I drew a bunny of her.
And I promised a fan of my pirates.
Oh, yeah, you got pirates?
Yeah, I got pirates. That, R.
Oh, good one.
Thanks.
Check
this out at R.com.
You know who has a blog? I don't know if you know this. Michael Dorn?
Michael Dorn has a blog? Wait,
yeah.
The guy who plays Worf?
Yeah. You should really check it out. It's called itsworf.blogspot.com. I heard
he hates Willow.
He fucking hates Willow.
He calls up constantly telling us how much he hates Willow. He does. And eat them.
I don't think we got any voicemails from him today.
No, we didn't. We didn't do that today.
Okay. But we did get another voicemail from Alexa.
Yeah?
We should play that.
Play it now?
Yeah.
Play it.
Hey, this is Alexa again. I forgot to ask you, I want to know what you thought of the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas by Tim Burton. And, again, dope cheese.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
Excuse me, sorry. what do you think of The Nightmare Before Christmas?
I like The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm a big fan of stop-go animation. Big fan of that.
Me too. Me too.
Did you like,
we're actually going to work on a movie.
We are.
Stop, go.
It's called... What's
stop
going
motion.
Time?
Stop motion. Yeah, Dork. Sure. Why don't you tell them about it?
It's called Dork. Yeah. Okay, it's going to be a sci-fi kind of movie.
Right? Sci-fi adventure.
Yeah. And you're going to be seeing it soon, hopefully.
It's going to take years.
This is the summer we're finishing it. It has taken years. I wrote it last summer.
I know, but stop motion animation takes years.
Mm.
Like, Nightmare Before Christmas took at least, like, 20 years to make.
Yeah, like 27?
It's like around 27 years to make.
So then they started Corpse Bride right after that.
Yes.
Right?
They were working on both movies at the same time.
They probably had a third one, and that's going to come out, like, when I'm dead.
Yeah, probably.
To finish the trilogy.
Corpse Bride, I liked, but I like Nightmare Before Christmas a little better. I'm not a big fan of musicals, number one. Yeah. And, like, you know what stop motion animation I loved?
What?
The new one, the new Wallace and Gromit.
That was
amazing.
Great. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
That should have won Best Picture of the Year.
What did?
Crash? I didn't see that movie.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I didn't. I heard it was about drugs.
You know what's going to win this year for Best Picture? This picture? Dork.
No. King Kong.
That was last year. King Kong.
You know what's going to win? Tokyo Drifts.
We got to learn that Tokyo technology.
Damn, Tokyo.
And we're making another movie.
We are?
Making a live action movie.
What?
Yeah, remember? What? You helped me write that?
Oh, right.
Help me write dialogue?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. I'm not going to tell you about that one.
Okay. What is it called?
I haven't decided on the title yet.
I think it should be called Boone.
Boone?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
No.
For no reason, though. Just Boone.
I didn't like Boone. I don't like Boone from Lost.
You don't like him?
He's okay.
Did he have his, like, dream thing yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah, he's kind of wussy. But I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
You want to be, like, wussy.
Yeah.
I like his sister.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's hot.
I like the pregnant lady. She's funny.
Yeah, she's cool.
And
she's very pregnant.
Yeah. And someone's attacking her.
Yeah. Ethan. Oh, that's we're up to?
Ethan.
Ethan? Scary shit.
Fucking Ethan.
That guy's a dick.
What a dick. Pretending he's on the plane?
I hate people pretend they're on planes.
Alright, that's enough Lost talk.
I'm on a plane! I was going to segue to crazy people pretending they're on planes. I'm going on a plane soon, going to Disney World.
When?
55 days?
Wow.
Or something. I have a widget that tells me when.
What's a widget, Joe? You keep talking about these widgets.
It's the World Watcher. It's this purple guy who comes down to Earth
and
stomps polluters.
Worst
Our program
ever.
Yeah, you think so?
It was pretty bad. I didn't like it. If you want to talk about polluting cartoons,
stop
or
it.
Or non-polluting cartoons, Toxic Crusaders.
All
based
right.
on the Toxic.
I'll Avengers. Give you that.
Very way cooler, funnier too.
Much better than Captain Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Anything's
better than Captain Planet.
You know what else I hated? Power Rangers, because I was too old for that when it came out.
You know what's
so
weird?
I just resented it.
I'm like. I don't think I'm the oldest kid in my classes, but...
You're the oldest kid?
One of them.
In third grade, I think you are.
No. In my classes at school.
Gotcha.
And they're talking about Power Rangers and how they liked it. I'm like, am I that old?
They're like 20-something.
Yeah.
And you're like 30.
I'm 24.
If you're 24, yeah. They were like the oldest kids to like it. You were just missing it.
Power Rangers...
Ninja Turtles for life.
Yeah, come on. They're so much better.
And they're back.
They are. In pog form. Alright, we should end the show. This is too long.
It is way too long. Alright, I'd like to thank all the fans who keep emailing and listening and writing.
And calling.
If you call, you'll be on the show.
718-304-7853. Cool.
You don't have to test me anymore. I know that shit.
Alright.
Alright, let's end with...
We don't have any more voicemails, do we? Oh, we do.
George Clooney called.
Yeah.
We got to call. All right, again. George Clooney's going to end the show. All
right.
And, you know, listen up, because you might hear something funny. All
right. Bye.
Bye.
Dope cheese.
Nope.
Hey, Ben. It's George Clooney. What's up? I still kind of want to do you in the butt, in your butthole. I want to stick my George Clooney penis in your butthole. You up for it? You up for the challenge? Yep. It's me, George Clooney. Nope, geez.
Francis.